talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM, and in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And sadly, history is in the making in Ukraine. I'll tell you, there is some very, very good news and then some very challenging news. I'm going to get right to it. We've been talking about it a lot during the show today. On the good news side, Vladimir Putin, the genocidal sadist, has got to be taken out. New Hitler, Hitler wannabe. Hitler wannabes are most dangerous frequently because they have puffed up ideas until they get trapped. In any event, one of Russia's objectives and one of Putin's objectives was to weaken the alliances in the West. They engineered the election of Donald Trump, who lost the race in 2016 by 3 million votes nationally, and who won by a whisker in a couple of swing states through hacking and Russian interference. And they thought they had it pretty good until Joe Biden won in 2000. And what happened is that Europe went from being under constant attack by Trump, the EU and NATO. Trump is Putin's ally, to greater cohesion now as a result of Putin himself. What do I mean by that? The European Union just announced that they're going to make an early decision, their executive committee, in June on whether to admit Ukraine into the European Union. Zelensky, the magnificent president of Ukraine, had applied for it months ago, urged them to let them in, and now the EU is fast-tracking it. The executive committee is certain to approve it, in my view, and that means a vote of the entire EU by the end of June is almost certain as well. One of the problems with the EU is that it requires unanimity. Every one of them, there's about 32 of them, every one of them has to agree. And as they started to admit more marginal member states, you can end up with the equivalent of a Rand Paul or a Ted Cruz or a Josh Hawley among them who will just obstruct. One concern I have is Viktor Orban of Hungary. Viktor Orban is very likely to try to interfere. Serbia definitely would interfere. They're not a member of the EU right now. But Orban has more influence in Europe. See what happens. We'll see what happens. But it looks as if the EU will let Ukraine in June. Now, EU is not NATO. I think NATO has about 28 members. EU has about 32. That's real rough off the top of my head. But there's a lot of overlap. There are countries that are in NATO and not the EU. For instance, Britain, the UK, because they withdrew from the EU after Russian interference in that election. And the proposition that they withdraw passed by a whisker because of Russian interference. It's a stupid thing to even put it to referendum. There's no legal obligation to do it. But in any event, the UK is still very much part of Europe. And so the fact is that NATO is behind this. The EU is behind it. And it's a shot across Russia's bow that we consider Ukraine as a European country. It is a European country. It's in Europe, for Pete's sake. European country. I've never had the pleasure of going to Kyiv or Lviv or anywhere else in Ukraine, but I have been to Romania, Bulgaria, Serbia, Croatia, Hungary. As I understand it, Kyiv is very similar in beauty to the capitals of those countries. People are indistinguishable from the people in those countries. It's unthinkable that you'd have a genocidal, sadistic attack against Croatia, Serbia, Bulgaria, Romania, Hungary, or previously I'd been to Slovakia and the Czech Republic. Terrific people. Smart, honest, hardworking people. Beautiful cities. And Russia's destroying that in Ukraine. The next thing is to admit Ukraine into NATO. That should have been done a long time ago. Why do I say that? Because back in 2005, 2006, Ukraine and Georgia, not talking about Atlanta, Georgia, not talking about the Peach State, talking about the country of Georgia. Georgia and Ukraine both applied to be in NATO. NATO had just admitted other Warsaw Pact countries like Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, and others. They were not admitted at the time. The NATO said they would, quote, study it, end quote. Why is that? Because Germany blocked it with France's support. Germany's a real problem. It's a problem right now. It's a problem right now for U.S. foreign policy and security. They're dragging their feet on Ukraine, and many of the Germans are pro-Rusky, and there are parades in the streets in Berlin where thousands of people carry Russian flags. We got to keep an eye on that. However, going back to 2005 and 6, as a result of that failed attempt to join NATO, the Ruskies went into Georgia. They killed a lot of people, just like they are in Ukraine, and they set up two, quote, independent states, end quote, little enclaves where there were some Russian speakers. There's only one problem. Yeah, they were Russian speakers. They also spoke Georgian. But they didn't want to be part of Russia. They're not crazy. They want to be part of Europe. But it was too late. And then Putin lay in the weeds, and now he's going into Ukraine. So congratulations, Putin. What you have done is you've unified Europe against you, and they are going to admit Ukraine into the EU. And I'll tell you something else. Finland and Sweden had been neutral for years. Finland has a border that's about 840 miles with Russia. I mean, it'd be like our Canadian border, our Mexican border, for Pete's sake. You can't defend 840 miles. But the Finns are now in the polls showing strong support for joining NATO. And so are the Swedes. Now, the Swedes have a little bit of a buffer, but not a lot. There's the Arctic Ocean. It's melting. Russian ships are sniffing around from the north of Sweden all the time. They even found a Russian sub in one of the fjords in Norway. I mean, that's a fish tank, a fjord. Russian sub gets in there, sniffing around. Looks like Finland and Sweden will join NATO. It's really too bad that Germany blocked Georgia and Ukraine back in 2005, because if they were in NATO, they'd be just like Poland and Romania, and the Ruskies wouldn't dare do anything. So there you have it. Now, at the same time, the challenging news. Mariupol, the magnificent Ukrainians are holding out. Russia has unleashed all its forces. Why? Because Mariupol's on the Black Sea, and if they take Mariupol, they already took Crimea, then they'll go a little farther and take Odessa, or they think they will. And then they will cut off Ukraine from having any ports in the Black Sea, and they've already cut them off for ports on the Sea of Azov. Ukraine will be landlocked and won't be able to ship out any of its product other than by train through Poland or through Romania. But it's a lot cheaper and a lot quicker to send it in bulk by sea. And the Ruskies will slowly try to strangle Ukraine and make it a vassal state. That's got to stop. But in the short run, there are 1,000 heroic Ukrainian fighters holed up in a steel factory in Mariupol, and thousands of civilians. And the Ruskies are going into areas around it and murdering, torturing civilians, and then kidnapping others. They've sent 400,000 Ukrainians into camps in Russia. Something like 27,000 still in what they call filtration camps in Ukraine, about to send them off to Russia. And what do they do with these people? They kidnap them. Believe it or not, they interrogate them one by one. It's very much like the Gestapo in Berlin in the 1930s. They just go and grab people, interrogate them. What they're looking to do is exterminate leaders. And what's a leader in the Russian eye? Any priest or nun, or any clergyman that does not belong to the Russian Orthodox Church and recognize the Patriarch of Moscow as the head guy. If they recognize any Western religion, Catholicism, any Protestant denomination, or even if they're Eastern Orthodox but recognize the Patriarch of Constantinople, they're toast. Priests, nuns, ministers, clergymen are toast. They'll kill them. Newspaper editors, reporters, parliament members, mayors, council members, educated people, anybody with any wealth, they'll kill them. And the rest go to the gulag. This is a Nazi state. It's got to be stopped. We've got to give them a lot more heavy weapons, Zelensky, to defend themselves. We're going to get to that later in the show. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.